page here, I've put alpha to indicate the stereochemistry, the chirality at the anomeric carbon, the C1 carbon. I'm now talking about the D. So the D is referring to the penultimate hydroxyl, which is the hydroxyl second from the bottom, and it's saying if that hydroxyl is on the right-hand side, then we're looking at the D configuration. And again, you can readily see that the C5 carbon has got a CH2OH group off it, an H group, an OH group, and then all the rest of this carbon sticking on the top, so that's a chiral carbon. So in most of the chemistry, you use R and S to indicate the chirality at a carbon. When you're talking about molecules that are involved in biochemistry, then these guys are given the DL nomenclature. So in amino acids, they use DL nomenclature, and in carbohydrates, they